This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Firefighters have contained the blaze at a large tire recycling facility in northern Colorado to around 7.5 acres. The fire broke out last night near Hudson in southern Weld County. Officials say they hope to have most of the fire out by tonight. Most Colorado school district websites did not set clear expectations around attendance, hours of weekly instruction, and grading during remote learning classes last spring. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
A new report from watchdog group A Plus Colorado reviewed 56 websites of the districts with the highest number of students living in poverty. It found most websites also didn't have information on supports for students with disabilities, English language learners, and how to get mental health services. But the organization representing school districts said the report amounts to kicking schools when they're down. It said in 2 weeks, schools were delivering meals and laptops, organizing graduations, and teaching online, and that districts communicated with parents directly. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Congressman Scott Tipton was one of dozens of Republicans in the House who voted with Democrats yesterday to remove Confederate statues from the Capitol building. Colorado's other members of Congress voted along party lines. The Washington Post reports the bill faces opposition from Republican leaders in the Senate. 87 degrees, mostly cloudy in Denver at this hour. It is 72 and partly cloudy in Vail. 82 degrees with sunshine for Grand Junction. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.